Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. News and comment. The unification of the Islamic Ummah and its rulers is the key for the global Muslim revival. News. The quote-unquote Israel-Gaza war has become a significant geopolitical concern in Southeast Asia, surpassing even the South China Sea dispute. Despite its geographical distance, the conflict resonates deeply among respondents in the region. Over 40% of Southeast Asia's population are Muslim, with countries like Indonesia, Malaysia, and Brunei having a majority Muslim population. Singapore, where around 15% of the population are Muslims, also highlights this conflict as a top concern. The survey conducted by the ISEAS Yusuf Ishak Institute's Asian Studies Center reveals that the quote-unquote Israel-Gaza war has influenced domestic policies in Muslim-majority countries in Southeast Asia. Divergent views exist, with some countries condemning Hamas's attack on quote-unquote Israel, while others express solidarity with Palestinians. Respondents emphasize the importance of upholding international law and supporting a ceasefire. Singapore maintains its principled stand, advocating for a negotiated two-state solution. Governments in Indonesia, Brunei, and Malaysia garner strong approval for their unwavering support for the Palestinian cause. The crisis poses challenges for bridging religious divides and maintaining regional unity. Source: South China Morning Post. Comment: the issue of the Zionist quote-unquote Israel colonization against Muslims in Gaza remains a primary concern for Muslims worldwide, not only in Southeast Asia, but also in other parts of the world such as Africa, America, Europe, Australia, and beyond. This underscores the enduring spirit of fraternity among fellow Muslims, regardless of whether they reside in predominantly Muslim regions or in minority enclaves. It is a manifestation of the Islamic faith's adherence to the commandments of Allah and His Prophet, emphasizing the brotherhood among Muslims, akin to a cohesive structure strengthening one another or a single body where affliction in one part is felt by the entirety. This unity born out of faith has historically constituted the most formidable strength of the Ummah, instilling fear in its adversaries and securing victories in times past. However, the spirit can only materialize into tangible power when supported by rulers who share the same zeal for Islamic brotherhood and faith. Currently, while Muslims stand united in supporting the struggle of their brethren in Gaza, the leaders instead opt to cozy up to the enemies of the Ummah, prioritizing their own political interests. This misalignment between the aspiration of the Muslim populace and the agendas of their leaders exacerbates the disarray, adversity, and subjugation experienced by the Muslims. Hence, the most urgent agenda for Muslims today is to consolidate their thoughts and sentiments, collectively endeavoring to establish authority grounded in Islamic principles and prioritizing the interests of the Ummah. This can only be achieved through relentless efforts to engage with society, propagate Islam, abandon non-Islamic ideologies, and expose the corruption agendas of those in power that contradict Islamic teachings. May Allah grant us strength, steadfastness, and patience in our struggle. Ameen. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Abdullah Aswar. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.